Hello, Samuel. Hi, Samuel. Can you hear me? It's Nadine. How are you?
Hey, Nadine. Oh, pretty good.
Awesome. Awesome. Glad to hear that. Happy, what, Wednesday now? We're halfway through the week.
That's right.
Awesome.
That's right.
So I wanted to return your call. I'm so sorry I missed it this morning again. So how can I help you?
So I just had a couple questions on the services that you're that you're doing on the Liquid Splash. So are you currently doing Facebook ads and any Google ads or anything? Or
you have the Facebook ads. You have the local SEO as well as the Facebook ads. No Google ads. Okay.
So someone was trying to tell me that I didn't check my Facebook page recently, but someone told me that the latest post was like last year sometime.
Who told you that? Someone from our team?
No, it was another marketer trying to get me to go with him, so I just wanted to do some.
Let me take a look, hon. Yeah, I'll take a look for you. Give me one second here. How's business? How's the weather, should I say?
Yeah, no, business is good. It's
good, good.
We're booked out over a month.
No
right now,
way.
So.
Are you serious? Good for you. Good for you. That's
you.
Amazing. Okay, so yeah, so, okay, so your Facebook page, I don't know if you remember me telling you, your Facebook page, when you complete a job, right, post it because you want to keep your content fresh. What we're doing when it comes to your Facebook is we're managing the Facebook ads, right? We're not doing like weekly posting. So what I encourage always is when you complete a job, post it, even if it's once a month, just to keep the content fresh, right? That's why.
Mm-hmm.
The Facebook ads, we manage them. So the way that we manage the Facebook ads is like, let's say, Samuel, someone's on Google looking for, I don't know, an outdoor kitchen build, right? They're looking for that service. And then they're now on their Facebook page, right? They're just looking at their friends' pictures or they're looking at stories on Facebook. Well, all of a sudden, your Facebook ad is going to pop up, okay, on their Facebook feed, on their actual page. And that is what's going to help you reach more new clients. So it's like that, hey, you were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it. With the Facebook
ad. And how
ad,
often, like, how many, how much of that happens, like, for the price that I'm in?
Great question. So with the Facebook ads from the $249, we allocate $100 to that we're managing. So we're running those throughout the month. Okay. So that's
so
why
how many,
you don't pay
is
per
there a
click.
Way to,
to allocate more?
Okay. No, I'm just wondering, is there a way to for me to see, oh yeah, I can log into my dashboard.
Yeah,
right?
Log just into your dashboard. Absolutely.
And that would that give me an idea of how many people are clicking on and
yep.
And all that?
When you go into your dashboard, I could probably go into it right now. Let me see. When you go into your dashboard, it's going to show you how many times you came up in the search results. Okay, right now I see it's 204. You have 133 clicks on your Google profile. It looks like you've had 66
now,
clicks so
that,
far on your Facebook ads. This is showing on your client dashboard.
Before I forget, are those clicks including me, myself, when I look it up on Google?
If they're clicking on your phone number or if you're, like, clicking on the profile to read it, yes, because it's a click.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Because it does, yeah, because sometimes, out of curiosity, I just, you know, Google it and check it out.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you're opening it up, right, let's say you go on Google, you look it up, you see a profile come up, you click on the website from the profile, it's tracking that. It's tracking any time that action is being done on that Google business profile.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Okay.
Well, that's obviously not all of those come from me, but
yeah.
At least.
They're probably not all from you, but you know, so yes, if you're clicking on it, then absolutely. Now, even when you go to your tracking and reporting system, if you click on the part that says the Facebook link clicks, it'll give you the breakdown, okay? It'll give you the percentage of the age range that's clicking on your Facebook ad, right? It'll give you...
You said that's on the dashboard?
On the client dashboard, yeah. When you click on the Facebook, it'll show you. It'll show you as well, like, how many impressions, right? How many people mm-hmm. you reached, how many engaged on your Facebook page. So it tracks all of that, every bit of it. Okay?
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
If that person was telling you, and again, like I said, we don't do the weekly posting and stuff like that. We always encourage it. I always tell everybody that, at least, even if it's just once a month, just post something, right? Oh, just
finish
this project. We're still working on this. You know?
What if I don't have access to Facebook?
Oh, you should have access
Remember,
to
I don't,
it. I'll make...
I don't.
Oh, you don't. Okay, let me ask someone a quick question real quick. I forgot you don't have access to that. Okay, hold on real quick, okay?
Sure.
Because you're, correct me if I'm wrong, Mennonite?
We're the Amish community.
Amish community. I'm sorry. I apologize. Yep. I hope I didn't offend you when I said that.
No, that's good.
Okay. I knew it was one of those. I'm sorry. I know it's like when you tell someone that they're Hispanic and like, let's say they're from El Salvador and you tell them that they're Mexican, they get super offended. Super offended.
That's not the way it is here.
Hey, God is good, you know, all the time. Okay, so let me see. Let me see. I'm trying to see if maybe we can help you with this, okay? Let me just ask them. Okay, let me see here. That's so awesome. I'm so glad to hear that you're, like, booked out a month ahead. That's amazing, Samuel.
Well, it's somewhat through some sub-work from my former employer, but, yeah.
That's good. Hey, that's good, right? You're like, I'll take
yeah.
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bear with me here, okay?
Sure. And before I forget, one other thing
uh-huh.
I wanted to talk about is the keywords.
Yeah. Did you need to make changes to them, or did you want me to go over them with you?
Yeah, I would like to review them. And
okay.
I know the primary is Hardscaping Services, Christiana, PA.
Let me take a look. I'll tell you right now. Okay, let me take a look at your keywords real quick here.
Can I find that on the dashboard?
You should be able to. Let me go to your dashboard and see if I can see them there too. And I think, like, for your keyword changes, I can have the team reach out to you on that because they pretty much handled that part of it. I'm just kind of taking down all the notes, and I'm asking one of the managers about a question. It looks like he's typing right now to answer me, which is good. That means he's available for me right now. That's a good sign. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Oh, yeah, it looks like one of them tried to call you, too. Well, we were on the phone. Did you have a missed call?
I did, yeah. I saw that they
okay.
Were,
yeah, it was one of the gals. Let me just let her know. Okay, give me one second here. Okay, can one of your workers access your Facebook page to post for you?
Actually, yeah, we could do that. Yeah, I didn't think
Why
of
don't
that.
We do that? Why don't we do that? So yeah, because I think that would probably be better is having them post for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
since
I agree.
You can't
yeah.
do it. You know?
I agree. Yeah, that could work.
Okay.
And I'm looking at my primary search phrase is Hardscaping Services Christiana PA. So does there need to be one primary search phrase? Is that right?
No, in fact, Stephanie, let me see. Let me just let her know. Okay, so I'm letting her know you need to go over your keywords too, because she could better answer that for you than I can.
Well, actually,
I know you can
I
use multiple keywords. You think so?
I think we're good because I found search phrases. And
okay.
There's a whole list of them, and now I remember all over that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just seen one. Okay. So what I put on here is you had a call from a competitor telling you that that he has not posted on Facebook for a year, right? I put on here that you can't post yourself because you're Amish and you don't have access to that. But I have notated that you have an employee that can post for you. Give me one second.
I could probably, what I could do is,
you need to have the access to it, right? Like the username and password. Do you have that
right.
on you?
Not sure if I do. I could write it down here.
Okay. I'll have her give you that, too, just in case if you don't have it, I'll have her give it to you. And then I put on here, I've also asked the team if we can go over, also wanted to go over his keywords is what I put on here.
Okay.
Just to have them go over it with you. Okay. And Stephanie is going to be calling you. She's all, let me know as soon as you're done. So this way, I'm going to put in here, Stephanie tried calling while we were on the phone. Tried calling.
Yes, we're good on the search phrases. So I guess the only thing at this point would be the password and the username and password for the business.
Okay, account, right? So you think you're good on, do you want me to not have her go over the keywords with you?
I think we're okay on that.
Okay.
It's, let me see.
It shouldn't
unless
take
it
that
be,
long.
Yeah,
I think it'd
it would
be helpful.
Good to discuss things.
Yeah, just let her go over it with you, you know? So that way.
Sure.
Okay.
It would be good if she, is there any way she could call me later today? Because we're on the job right now.
Like around what time?
Maybe, do you have 12:30 right now? Or are you in a different time?
Yeah, right now it's 12:30. Yeah, because you're 3 hours
okay.
ahead.
Right, so we have 12:30. I would prefer to do maybe 7 o'clock tonight, and, which would be 4 your time.
Yeah, I don't know if they could call you right at 4. It'd probably have to be a little bit before.
That would be fine.
Okay, so say like around, I can ask her if they can call you at 6:30, and then if you don't
yeah.
answer, you're like, call me back in 5 or 10 more minutes. They can do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, let me tell her. Okay. Let me see what she says. She should be able to. And if it's not her calling, it'll probably be someone else calling from our team. I'm just waiting
okay.
for her. She's typing.
And
she says,
okay.
sure. She will call you at 3:30, which is 6:30 your time. Okay?
Good.
Awesome.
One question I have is, so do I get leads through the Local Splash dashboard? Do I need to – is there any leads coming in that
there
I can
could, okay, so, like, there could be, like,
dashboard.
Sometimes you might get a message, right? Like, for example, go to where it says leads.
I just clicked
okay.
on that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you see Hazel Scott Lake in New
I
London?
I do, and, yeah, I see that.
So what that means is that they reached out to you on Facebook Messenger, but because you don't have Facebook access, okay, because you're limited to that. Yeah, so here's what you want to do. It's okay. You won't miss it. What you're going to do is this. Their phone number's on there. Do you see that? So
mm-hmm.
what you want to do, and this is why it's important, check the leads on your dashboard every day. Check it every day. Okay? So this way you don't
mm-hmm.
miss anything. I would still reach out to these guys. Reach out to them. Call them and just say, hey, just tell them, hey, I just wanted to follow up with you. I know you were looking for some work. Did you find anybody? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's like, I would especially call the guys, I mean, you could call the guy from April and look at, there's one from 5-6, that Hazel Scott Lake.
Right.
Stem concrete, patio, remove, replace, existing. So call them. You never know. Call them. You never know. They might still be looking for
right.
someone.
Right.
Okay?
I will for sure.
Yeah, call him. So I would encourage you, and that's only because you don't have, you know, the Facebook access because you're not allowed to, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I would suggest to you is every day go into your dashboard to look at the leads to see if anything came in through there because you're going to get calls, but if it's a lead through Facebook, that's where they're going to go because you don't have the messenger. Okay?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, that makes sense. Very
yeah.
good.
All right, give them a call. We're going to pray that they're still looking for someone. You know
yeah.
what I mean? All right. Well, it was
very
again
good.
A pleasure to speak with you, Samuel. And so she's going to call you at 6:30 your time, okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
Okay, you are so welcome. Have a blessed day.
Talk to you later. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.